both the massive size of this article of faith and its practical importance in our lives. I believe in the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints. Surely nothing, and I mean nothing else, in our Catholic faith today is more widely and deeply challenged than believing with the same faith that we believe in Christ's divinity or the Holy Trinity, believing that when God became man, by his death on the cross, he founded what we call the Holy Catholic Church. Not coincidentally either is our faith in the Catholic Church part of the third part of the Apostles' Creed, which concentrates on the Holy Spirit. Because, as we believe, the soul of the Church, or if you wish, the soul of the mystical body, is the Holy Spirit. Our faith, therefore, in the Church has one holy, Catholic, and apostolic. Depends on our faith in God, whose goodness is the source of these gifts of the Church. We are speculating at random. We have no concept of what the world would have been, or dare we say, would be, if God, in becoming man, had not instituted the Catholic Church. The whole of the Old Testament, some 2,000 years of recorded prophetic history, foretells both the coming of the Messiah and the formation of the Messianic Kingdom. And when today, I have no doubt, the most organized, the most virulent, in many ways, the most demonically successful assaults on the Catholic Church in her two millennia of history are being waged now in our lifetime. We better know there's a war going on. And whether we like it or not, or appreciate it or not, my friends, we're all conscripted. We begin by asking some questions, all based on the Catechism. For this section alone, from question 397 to question 454, over 50 questions on this single article of the Apostles' Creed. Question 398. What does the word church mean? Literally, it means a religious assembly, from the Greek word ekklesia. Our English word church comes from the Greek kyriake, meaning what belongs to the Lord. For Christians, therefore, the church means the community of Christ's faithful. Because, as I'm sure you know, the Catechism of the Catholic Church depends so heavily on the Second Vatican Council. Pardon me. Depends so heavily on the real Vatican Council. And not the one given us over now the last 30 years by those who have successfully dismantled Catholic Christianity in one country after another. Volumes 5, 7, 12 volumes of commentary on the Vatican Council. The best thing you can do, the very best thing you can do, is not even open those commentaries to read them. I mean it. What are some biblical symbols of the church? As found in the Second Vatican Council, and then as repeated and highlighted in the Catechism. The church is called the sheepfold, whose shepherd and door are Jesus Christ. It is called the field, with a variety of crops and trees. It is the building whose cornerstone is Christ, and whose synonyms are the home for God's family. The temple, which is the New Jerusalem, after 2,000 years, the temple destroyed in the year 70. Imagine the Jewish nation, powerful beyond description, controlling the financial destinies of many nations. The Jewish people have not seen fit to rebuild the temple. This, as we saw before, because there is a new Jerusalem, and let nobody rob us of the Lord, the incarnate Lord, who is living in this new Jerusalem and every Catholic church throughout the world. That's the will of Christ. Let us defend this with our blood. A Catholic church is to be the residence of Jesus Christ. You don't remove the tabernacle from the church. You don't hide Jesus Christ. The church is our mother. She, we believe, is the spouse of the spotless Lamb of God. Question 400. What is the history of the church's formation and consummation? All of us, at least once in our lifetimes, should make a historical review of the church to which we undeservedly belong. As a gathering of God's people, we may say the church began when our first parents sinned and were promised a Redeemer. Because we believe, unless man had sinned, God would not have become incarnate. We go on. The church's formation started with the call of Abraham and the chosen people of Israel. And they had to be a chosen people as a prelude and anticipation to the chosen people of the new Israel. That's us. We go on. The church was established by Jesus Christ when he called the apostles, with Peter as their head, proclaimed his teaching, and instituted the sacraments. Now, the big one. The church was born on Calvary from the heart of Christ, pierced at his death. The church's birth cost the life of Christ. It was the moment that Jesus expired on the cross of the church as the universal sacrament of salvation was instituted in order until the end of time, but only, watch it, until the end of time, to be the source of grace for the whole human race. Everyone, everyone who receives a drop of grace receives it from Christ through the church. And that, my friends, is the fundamental meaning, and we better believe this defined article of the faith. Extra ecclesiam nulla salus. Outside the church, no salvation. In other words, all the grace of the human race receives, it receives from Christ, I repeat, but through the church. And this is where we, as we shall see before these two conferences are over, that's where we are so indispensably important. Because these graces on which the salvation of the world depends, these graces are communicated indeed through the church. Let's be more specific. Sure, these graces are communicated through us. And just as we can be better, just as we must be, Christ tells us we have to be His witnesses. So I never tire repeating the Greek of St. Luke's Acts of the Apostles, where Christ foretells our role with the coming of the Holy Spirit. We are to be His martyrs in Judea, in Jerusalem, in Samaria, even to the ends of the earth, including, and how Chicago needs it, Chicago, Illinois. Of all the cities that Pope John Paul II could have prayed for, when having been spared his life after the attempted assassination in Rome, went to Fatima in Portugal, at the solemn mass, witness, we are told, through international television, where over 400 million people in the prayers after the homily at mass, the Holy Father said, "And now let us pray for the Archdiocese of Chicago." "24 years in working for the Holy See have taught me many things. One thing I can tell you, there is no secret in Rome, but the deep concern of the Vicar of Christ about Chicago." We, you and I, are to be the channels of that grace. We go on. The church, we believe, was born on Calvary from the heart of Christ pierced at His death. But let's remind ourselves, the church was manifest to the world on Pentecost Sunday. What are we saying? The Holy Spirit came down on the apostles, the disciples, and Our Lady on Pentecost Sunday. Why? Because, as we believe, Pentecost Sunday is the one day which the Church of Christ commemorates the coming of the Holy Spirit, anticipating for all of us our Pentecost Sunday, when the Holy Spirit came down on us and gave us our share in the strength of fortitude that we need to be witnesses to Jesus Christ, has confirmed because we have been strengthened by the blood of Christ. This church continues to proclaim the kingdom of Christ to the world. And she will reach her final destiny in heavenly glory on the last day. In other words, the Catholic Church came into existence the moment Jesus expired on Calvary. The Catholic Church began to propagate herself on Pentecost. And for all of us, our confirmation day, as we should say, is our own Pentecost Sunday, when the Holy Spirit descends on us and we receive from the Holy Spirit the fortitude we need to be witnesses to Jesus Christ. Strange question which the Catechism asks. What is the mystery of the church? We answer, the church is a mystery for 6 reasons. The church is both part of human history and surpasses our human comprehension. There's no way we can comprehend the church of God. The church is both a hierarchical institution and the mystical body of Christ. Jesus Christ is head of this body, and we are his members. That is why how this needs to be said. Every mass that is offered by Christ, the head of the mystical body, and by us, his members. The church is both a visible assembly and a spiritual community. And we all know how painfully well we know the church as a visible assembly is a very human, human institution. But this same very human institution is a spiritual community by which no one less than the Holy Spirit is the soul, and Jesus Christ is her head. Just touched on in the question period last night. How many people are justifiably scandalized at what is going in so many parts of the Catholic Church today? Indescribable, unbelievable abuses and profanations. Yet, as believers in Jesus Christ and here in his church, We know, we better know, to be a Catholic has never been easy. To be a Catholic today, and I mean this, is to live a martyr's life. To be patient, patient with the inhuman abuses going on, and patiently offer up the sufferings that you and I endure, I'll never forget. And even in Manhattan, I just joined the Jesuit community in New York, beginning to teach at St. John University. The provincial came to make his annual visitation. We're all told to assemble in chapel and concelebrate with the provincial. So about 10 minutes before Mass, came into the chapel, walked into the sacristy, and proceeded to put the alb on. One of my Jesuit brethren was sacristan. He asked me, "What are you doing?" "I'm putting my alb on for Mass." "Forget it. Take that alb off." "What do you mean, take it off?" "We don't wear any vestments here when we say Mass." The principal celebrant, thank God, had an alb and a stole. At least that, like a good Protestant minister. For the rest of us, in shirt sleeves and pants and sweatshirts and sweaters. That was 20 years ago. And over these years, only God knows what this has cost me. Very seldom have I been able to concelebrate a Mass with my own brethren. My conscience just will not allow it. I'd rather die than offer Mass without my priestly vestments, and I mean it. And not just not having vestments. You never know what the principal celebrant, shall I say, is going to pull off. The faith we all need, my friends, it won't last long. It cannot. The Catholic Church cannot survive the present revolution. In one diocese after another, I mark every word that I'm saying, the Catholic Church, in one diocese after another, will either reform and come back to its senses, or it will disappear. You're asking how the church is a mystery. And we say the church is both an earthly society and a heavenly reality.